The week's cases for the week ending September 19th, 2025, by Alman Astor, LA County Public Defender's Office. An amended complaint does not restart the 60-day clock for preliminary hearings. The defendant was arraigned out of custody on a felony. He waived having a prelim within 10 days, but he didn't waive prelim within 60 days. Less than a week before day 60, the DA filed an amended complaint, adding gang allegations and adding a substantive gang membership count. The judge, relying on Garcia, 47 Calap 5th 631, which says that filing an amended complaint restarts the 10-day period, continued the case beyond 60 days, but within a new 10-day period. The Court of Appeals says that Garcia is correct, i.e., when an in-custody defendant waives the initial 10-day time period for a prelim and the DA then files an amended complaint. Quote, but we respectfully decline to adopt Garcia's analysis to the extent that it can be read as concluding, as a matter of statutory construction, that despite a defendant's assertion of the right to a speedy preliminary hearing, an arraignment or plea that is necessitated by an amended complaint is a triggering event under Section 859B that categorically restarts a new 60-day period for holding the hearing, close quote. The Court of Appeals holding is that, quote, whereas here a defendant does not personally waive the limit when being arraigned or entering a plea on an original complaint, an arraignment or plea that is necessitated by an amended complaint does not restart a new 60-day period for purposes of Section 859B, close quote. Are these cases in conflict? Not necessarily. In Garcia, the defense gave general time waivers of both the 10-day and 60-day time limits. There, the arraignment on the amended complaint triggered a new 10-day limit under 859B. Here, the defendant never waived the 60-day limit, and the Court of Appeal ruled that arraignment on the amended complaint did not give the prosecution 60 additional days to commence the preliminary hearing. Mendoza versus Superior Court, A173171, 915-25 CA 1st Division 3. Diversion ineligibility for DUI bars diversion for the entire case. There's a statute, Penal Code Section 23640, which bars diversion, quote, in any case in which a person is charged with, close quote, a DUI offense. What if the defendant has other counts for which mental health diversion, MHD, PC 1001.36, is available? Can the defendant get MHD on the other counts, just not on the DUI count? Does one DUI count render the defendant ineligible on all the counts? This Court of Appeal focuses on the phrase, any case, and concludes, quote, the charges against Garcia were part of a single case and a single course of conduct, and thus she is ineligible for diversion on all the charges, close quote. I think this is wrong. This permits the DA to disqualify a defendant otherwise suitable and eligible for MHD on felonies just by filing a misdemeanor DUI count. It's also contrary to several cases expressly holding that ineligibility for diversion on one count doesn't mean that a defendant can't get diversion on other counts. See Folk, 39 Calap 3rd, 854 to 856, Harvey, 43 Calap 3rd, 66 at 69. People v. Garcia, B335902, filed 822-25, published 915-25, CA 2nd Division 1. No minimum service requirement to be eligible for military diversion. As the above case says, generally diversion is not available for a DUI charge. The military diversion statute expressly permits diversion for a misdemeanor DUI, Penal Code Section 1001.80N1. The misdemeanor judge in this case found that in order to qualify for military diversion, a defendant must have served 1 year in the military or 1 day in combat and denied diversion because the defendant didn't do either. The Court of Appeal rejects such a minimum service requirement. Quote, the trial court erred by finding that there was a minimum service requirement under Penal Code Section 1001.80, close quote. The Court of Appeal says, quote, the trial court should consider both whether a defendant is eligible for military diversion and then evaluate the defendant's suitability for diversion, taking into account the rehabilitative purpose of Penal Code Section 1001.80, close quote. What are the suitability factors? Quote, the trial court can consider any factor in determining suitability as long as it does not conflict with the statutory language, such as excluding DUI offenses, and considers the factors in light of the purposes of the diversion statute for treatment and rehabilitation and whether the defendant would benefit from diversion, close quote. This sentence seems confusing because, of course, DUI offenses are included. I think the Court of Appeal means that the judge can't deny diversion just because the case involves DUI offenses. Angulo versus Superior Court, E085719-916-25-CA4, Division 2. California licensing scheme for registering firearms is constitutional. Heller, 554 U.S. 570, held that the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution protects the right to possess handguns in the home. Bruin, 142 Supreme Court Reporter, 2111, held that New York's proper cause requirement for an unrestricted license to carry a handgun outside the home impermissibly infringed on the right of law-abiding citizens to bear arms in public for self-defense. This defendant was convicted of violating Penal Code Section 25400A1, carrying a concealed loaded firearm in a vehicle, and 25850AC6, carrying a loaded firearm in a vehicle when the firearm wasn't registered to him. Penal Code Section 25655 and Penal Code Section 26010 created a defense to the two charges if the defendant is licensed to carry a concealed handgun. The defense argues that this, quote, this licensing scheme cannot pass muster under the Second Amendment because it allowed discretionary license denial without a finding that the license applicant is dangerous, close quote. The defense loses, quote, we hold that since licensure is a reasonable mode of screening that aids the state in determining who is a felon and this thus automatically ineligible for a license, it does not violate the Second Amendment to require licensure as a prerequisite to possessing a firearm, close quote. Surprise, we lose again. People versus Roberts, A170546-9825-CA1st, Division 4.